This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of people weighing in on the question you asked in the 7 o'clock hour. If you were to get indicted for something, you, Seth Payne.
Yes.
What would it be?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people weighing in on this on the text page. The trailer wheel and frame text.
I'll grade these. Trailer wheel and frame. Let me grade these by likelihood.
Okay, here
Scale
we go.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Yep.
Of whether I might actually one day be arrested
okay.
for this.
Yeah. 0815 on the trailer wheel and frame text page. Murder. Definitely murder.
6.
Okay. You read this one earlier, but I'll read it again because we have the audience cycling in all the time. 9451, Seth got arrested for breaking into a sex shop and stealing all the toys.
8, those are the people's toys.
Cindy's number one for fantasy and fun, by the way.
Yeah.
The disappearance of Josh Innes, that's been sent in by a few people.
A 2.
A 2, yeah. You guys have kissed and made up.
Josh and I are fine.
You're copacetic.
Josh is doing very well as he's like the morning rock guy in Memphis?
It's
Memphis,
Nashville.
Right?
Nashville.
Oh, it's Nashville.
Yep.
All right, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
He's doing very well there. Like so, he's yeah.
Yeah,
I was on his podcast not too long ago.
Okay, cool. 8856 securities fraud.
Let's see. Define securities.
It just says
fraud.
Securities fraud.
I'll tell you honestly. There's a good chance, and I'll pitch my forthcoming investment right now to the peoples. I have always been amazed by how easy it is for some people to raise money for an investment just by painting a picture of its success level. And I feel like I'd like to put myself to the test for it, but I lack follow through. My intentions would be fine and pure at the beginning while I'm raising money, but at some point I would lose interest in the project, and maybe I'd take some of the funds and go on vacation for them. What? No big deal. So I'd say a 9 on that one.
0 chance on that. Dude, you're way too honest.
Like I said, it wouldn't be intentional.
Okay.
It would honestly be through. You would have bought
in also on this.
My erratic brain would somehow befuddle me, and it would be securities fraud, and I would feel awful about it, and yet... Because, Sean, I am a man who, do you know how proud I was of myself this year for filing my taxes before the 6-month late deadline? It was amazing. Yes.
0169 on the trailer wheel and frame text page. Seth is most likely to pull a $48 million welfare scam.
Well, okay, define welfare scam.
I define that as a Brett Favre.
I feel like those funds were being misused anyway, mm-hmm. so I directed them to my charity for a better purpose that also happened to benefit my kid and the volleyball team.
The volleyball pro. So you're not even rating that one on your chances of doing it because you don't believe it's a crime to begin with.
Yeah, that's right. They'll never pin that on me.
If I give it a score, it means I'm admitting guilt.
Dude, honestly, though, no. I'm pretty conscious of,
it's
like, when I evaluate whether I should do something morally or not, I'm not going to sit here and lie that I'm being, guided by God's hand.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of embarrassment of doing something that bad is I'm very sensitive to that. The old... What's my grandma going to think when she reads about it when she sees it on the nightly news?
Yep, yeah.
So no way in hell. I don't want to be labeled a scoundrel.
Okay, 7949, Seth Payne will be charged with trying to overthrow the government.
Well, I mean, it's almost a civic duty, is it not?
So question our leaders, absolutely.
The question with that one is, are you successful or not? If I'm successful, I won't be charged with it. I'll be
you'll be making
I'll be
the rules
up on people's shoulders for it or not. So obviously, I'll be successful in whichever government overthrow I attempt, whether it be municipal or federal, and I will they'll loft me out of Spring Valley Village, having usurped power from the mayor there.
Okay.
And yes, I'll be – so no, I'll never be charged.
Okay.
Never.
Well, what I'm hearing once again is
– it's not a crime.
To overthrow the government.
Yeah.
Yeah. 8856 is in again. Boy, 8856 is coming up with a list of things for you. Mopery. Indecent exposure to a blind person.
Excessive buggery. That's just the excessive part.
See, I think there's like, okay, now this one, I think there's a 0% chance because it's 0744. Seth would be indicted for killing his neighbor's cat. You have a cat. You're a cat. I don't know if you're a cat person. But you guys own a cat.
Yeah, and if you've owned a cat, you've wanted to kill it before, and you haven't.
Right.
So, like, the number of times I've not killed my cat, even though I was drunk, I'm definitely never going to get – they're never going to pin that on me.
I'm laughing at Ben laughing at you about that crack about wanting to kill your cat.
Yes,
Ben lost it.
Dude, that's why cat videos are so funny on TikTok. They're all doing something that you want to kill them for. But you don't, of course, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, did you know Mopery is actually, that's another, I thought he made that up, but that's another, it's a synonym for loitering.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like an actual legal, like in some places it's called Mopery.
Yeah, in Revenge of the Nerds, there's a guy sitting in the police station in a trench coat, and they go, what's that guy in for? Guy's in for Mopery, exposing yourself to a blind person. Exposing yourself to a blind person. 7113, Seth would jump on stage at Le Bar and steal the tips. Is it Le Bar or Le Bear? That's the male strip club. I don't even know if it still exists.
I remember that on Richmond. Right?
Why would Seth have to steal them
nice
when he's up on stage dancing
there
already?
I
said, you don't have to steal the tips when you're already up on stage dancing in your banana hammock up there at Le Bar.
Feels like male stripping used to be bigger than it is now.
Yeah.
I saw because there's a Chippendales thing on Netflix coming out or
something. Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't seem like it seems like somewhere along the way, maybe because, I don't know, maybe women are more drawn to the internet if that's where they want to go get their freak on than even men. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
They got more available to them online now that they don't have to go watch some hairy dude with a bow tie on.
Maybe they're more into dad bods these days, and the ripped, shredded dude in a banana hammock is not of... This generation of women don't like that kind of thing anymore.
Yeah, why would she go watch some guy with chiseled abs when she can just go down to the local Little League game and make eyes with the ump?
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. All right.
Of course, the umpire at a Little League game is usually like a 17-year-old kid. So make eyes with the coach of the Little League team.
Right. Yeah. There you go. All right. If you want to continue to text in things that Seth would be indicted for, 713-572-4610. I have no idea how we even got on that. I forget how we arrived.
It was, I don't remember either.
Yeah, yeah. The Astros, the quick update on where they are free agency-wise, according to John Heyman of the New York Post, the Astros and and Justin Verlander are, quote, far apart in their negotiations right now. He wants 3 years, $130 million. The Yankees, the Mets, and the Dodgers are the ones that have at least been sniffing around Verlander, met with him, talked to his representation, all that. There's been no reports that any of those three teams have offered him that deal. But the Astros reportedly, according to sources that Heyman has talked to, it's the 3 years that are the big thing. They don't want to go 3 years with Justin Verlander. I can't say I blame them, Seth, and I do wonder... We've had several people ask this on the Trailer Wheel and Frame text page about this since we talked about it in the 7 o'clock hour. Does that deal exist for Justin Verlander? I say no. I don't think he's going to get the Scherzer deal from anybody.
I think that a lot of people out there, a lot of baseball people, are still going to be skeptical of Verlander's age despite the incredible season that he had because he did get injured at the end of the season. It affected how good he was in the playoffs. I think if you're paying a pitcher $40 million a year, you're hoping and expecting him to be good in the playoffs. But he also had that year after two complete seasons off. He got his UCL fine, and that's admirable and amazing at his age. But the rest of his body, you know, had that benefit of 2 years rest. He's going to be now coming off a very short be coming off a very short postseason because of the World Series. He'll be penalized for winning a World Series, Sean.
Yep. Well, and he may get penalized for not pitching so well in the postseason throughout the last several years of his career. Like, I wonder, a team like the Dodgers or Yankees, or the Mets for that matter, but especially Dodgers and Yankees, that have, you know, that openly talk about World Series and the fan base is, it's World Series or bust every year. I do wonder, kind of the anti-Correa, you know, I wonder how much the postseason performance factors in for them. Whereas Correa, I think his value gets elevated because of his postseason career. I wonder if Verlander gets penalized at all for that.
What's the latest news on Correa? Mostly I've seen that that Minnesota's favored to land him.
They're making a big push. Like, Minnesota is a much bigger factor than people thought they would be in this.
Yeah.
So,
well, as he himself stated, as he gave a very David Culley-like answer to a question, like, hey, they have Netflix.
Yeah. Cool. So do the other 29
teams. What do you
love
about Minnesota?
Netflix.
All the things that I can get anywhere else in the country.
Absolutely. And that's an accurate – I think that's an accurate assessment of Minnesota. All right. It's time. It's 8:15 on a Friday. And we get to be joined right now by the founder and owner of Gallery Furniture, Jim McInvale. Of course, you guys know him as Mattress Mac. He makes three picks for you this time each Friday. Before we get to the picks, Mac, by the way, 2-1 gets you back to even on the season. 3-0 gets you above 500. But before we get to that, Jim Crane, we know you won a bunch of money on the Astros. Jim Crane gave us all a big Christmas present earlier this week with the Jose Abreu signing. What did you think?
Yeah, except it lowered all the odds in Las Vegas. That's the only problem.
Always looking for the value still, right, man?
Yeah, they went from 8-1 to 5-1, so wow. It was a great pick.
Wow, moved it that much from 8-1 to 5-1. Wow. All right, Mac. Well, let's get to the picks. It's conference title weekend in college football. 1-2 last week, but 2-1 this week will get you to even on the year on this segment. And 3-0 gets us to a winning season so far. So let's do this thing. And let's start in the SEC, where LSU and Georgia face off for the SEC title. Georgia is favored by a whopping 18 points in this game. Who do you got?
Here's my deal this week, Sean. If I don't go 3-0, any of the listeners can come out here and call me on it, and I'll give them half off on a mattress.
How about that? Oh, I love
that. That's right.
3-0.
If I'm putting my money where my mouth is.
That's huge. Okay, good. So 3-0, or else you get half off on a mattress from Mattress Mac. All right, Georgia minus 18, LSU then. Mac, give it to us.
I'm taking LSU plus 18 all the way. Can't stand Georgia.
Okay. Betting with the heart. I like it. In the Big 12, Mac, we got a little Texas flavor. TCU tries to cap off their undefeated season thus far against Kansas State. TCU a small favorite in this one, though, minus 2. Who do you got?
My question is, how's the University in Texas and Texas A&M not playing for all the marbles like TCU and Kansas State are? I got to go with those Frogs, the Lavender Hill Mob.
Yeah.
I told you I used to watch the Frogs back when they lost 30 games in a row. The coach would start off his show every week by saying, well, Frog fans, we lost another one. But this year, the Frogs are 12-0. I'm looking for number 13.
They're winning all of them this year. Finally, the Big Ten. Another big number here, Mac. Purdue facing off against number 2 ranked Michigan. Minus 17 for Jim Harbaugh and the boys. Who do you got?
I'm taking Purdue plus the points.
All right, so there you go. Purdue plus the points, LSU plus the points, and TCU to cover the 2. Mac, other than the deal that you just gave the 610 listeners, if you don't go 3-0, they get half off on a mattress next week. What else you got going on at Gallery Furniture?
Well, if I do go 3-0, I need to come out and buy a mattress anyway, because we're the last 2 days, if Astros win World Series 2023 like they did in 2022, you get double your money back. We had a customer in here yesterday. He spent $26,000 on mattresses way back last June. The Astros won it all. They got back a whopping $52,000 yesterday. So if you want a great deal, get 2-for-1 in the Houston Astros right now. Buy that mattress. Sleep great tonight. And if the Astros win it all, you get 2-for-1 your money back.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Mac, we always appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend.
My best pick is the Frogs. Go Frogs.
All right, there it is. Mattress Mac, Frogs minus 2. That's his best bet. We appreciate Mattress Mac joining us each and every week. Up next, 5 Reasons I Hate You. 5 Reasons I Hate You, Cleveland Browns edition. This is the one we've had circled for several weeks now. I know a lot of you have had Deshaun Watson circled on the calendar. I've had the Friday before Deshaun Watson circled so that we can do 5 Reasons I Hate You. Cleveland Browns edition is next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's do this. The Cleveland Browns are coming to town. If there is a team that is tailor-made or that we've had circled for this segment, it is the Cleveland Browns. Five reasons I hate you. We do it every Friday before a Texans opponent to try to drum up a significant amount of vitriol for the opponent. Shouldn't be too difficult for the Cleveland Browns, given who plays quarterback for them. However, and I realize I concede that some of you are still fond of Deshaun Watson. That's a choice. But there are other reasons to dislike the Cleveland Browns. Some of them are tangentially related to Deshaun, but let's get into them here in Five Reasons I Hate You, Cleveland Browns edition. Shall we, Seth? Let's start with number five. Overzealous Cleveland fans back in 2019, heading into year two of the the Baker Mayfield era. I remember an era of football for the Cleveland Browns, and quite honestly, some folks in the national media who thought that Baker Mayfield was the second coming because he didn't look horrific as a rookie in 2018 for the Browns. And then they fired Hugh Jackson, then fired Greg Williams, who was the interim head coach, and they kind of let Baker Mayfield sort of handpick the next head coach. And boy, did I get an earful on my national show on Sundays every week when I would try to remind the overzealous Cleveland mob that your coach is still Freddie Kitchens, who, one, does not really feel very presidential to me. Two, does not have a name that is presidential at all. Three, looks like his name is ironically or appropriately named Freddie Kitchens. He was kind of chunky. And four, he's never been a head coach before. Baker Mayfield picked him to be the head coach. I hate the Cleveland Browns because of the fans from back in that era of Browns football. I like to think that maybe they're a little more rational, and yet...
Well, you know what happened with, I think what happened, Sean, it's kind of like the Tom Herman effect. That's what the Baker Mayfield effect was on that fan base. When Tom Herman kind of almost became a cult leader at U of H, he almost encouraged, I say almost, he basically encouraged the worst in people to come out and be as aggressive as possible. And look, when people are passionate about somebody or something, they'll tend to do that. So I think likewise with Baker Mayfield, who loved to present himself as a poor, underestimated, mistreated Baker Mayfield, number one overall pick. But it's so unfair. It's so unfair that Browns fans took his lead and they felt like they had a chip on their shoulder too.
Yeah. That's, and boy, did they not like when I talked bad about Freddie Kitchens, and a year later, Freddie Kitchens was gone. That's number five.
It's also, by the way, that since you mentioned that era, you should also hate the fact that Hugh Jackson took great pains this offseason to point out that, hey, no, Pep Hamilton's an awesome dude. He was actually calling the plays on that year we went winless. He knows what he's doing. He was calling the plays.
Okay. That's a different segment, Seth. That's five reasons I hate Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackson was trying to stand up for Pep Hamilton by pointing out that he was calling plays on a winless football team.
Who did Hugh Jackson do that to? Like, Hugh Jackson stuck up for somebody else recently. I'm trying to remember who it was. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I want Hugh Jackson sticking up for me anymore if I'm that person. Like, Hugh just doesn't.
Bill Cosby?
No. Maybe. Who knows? Yeah. I don't know. All right, let's keep it moving. Number four, Five Reasons I Hate You, Cleveland Browns edition. Dee Haslam, the wife of the owner. I hate this woman. And a lot of it has to do with the press conference that she did standing alongside her husband. Oh, and we'll get to him, don't worry. But Dee Haslam and her lecturing, incessant lecturing on the effects of counseling and the long amount of time that it takes for it to take a foothold on a person.
Counseling takes time. You don't just go to a counseling session and wake up and understand the impact it has. I think it's a layering effect, and it takes weeks, months, a long time to get to where you understand so much more about yourself. And I think Deshaun has made progress from the time he came here till now. He's making progress, but it's not going to happen overnight. He's 26 years old and he's just getting into counseling. I think it's going to take some time. I do think in counseling, Deshaun will grow to learn a lot more about himself.
Dee, are you saying that maybe he doesn't realize he did something wrong?
I think if you know anything about counseling, it takes a long time to go through that process. And you can talk to the experts, but you know, he's doing the work. He's committed to doing the hard work to make himself a better person. I think he said that several times, that he's committed to.
Okay, I'm good, man.
That.
I am good. Yeah, I'm good.
See,
yeah.
I actually love her because of that.
You do?
Because, yeah, I feel like she's the only one there that was kind of nodding to the notion that, like, yeah, this. He needs some work. Like, everybody else is saying, look, we talked to people. Did you talk to any of the alleged victims themselves? Nah, but you know, did you even talk to the attorney? Nah. Okay, mom, but we talked. By the way, did I mention I've got daughters and I talked to them?
Yeah.
So it's
oh,
all
yeah.
Cool.
No, that was always
here's
a big
my
thing.
Wife.
Yeah.
She's a woman too.
Yeah.
What would you like to say, honey? Deshaun might someday be like a viable human being if he keeps working at it.
Yeah.
So, God bless Dee Haslam.
Oh, screw
Sean.
You,
God
Seth
bless
Payne.
Her.
Screw you. I hope you get indicted for, let's see on the text page, stealing ADD drugs. People are texting in. But for those who don't know, the other subplot going on the show today is people texting into the Trailer Wheel and Frame text page things that Seth Payne is most likely to get indicted for. All right.
Stealing with ADHD drugs, no. Selling my own stash, yes.
Hell yeah. Yes. Hell yeah.
Hey, you guys can DM me on Twitter.
All right, fine. I'll move away from Dee Haslam. Number three reason to hate the Cleveland Browns. Jimmy Haslam is a whore. Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the team, is a whore. How big a whore? Such a whore that he would give $230 million guaranteed to a guy facing 24 sexual assault civil lawsuits.
Doesn't that make him a John?
Nevertheless, yes. Okay, fine. Jimmy Haslam is a John. You know, whatever.
He's a solicitor.
Yeah, yeah. Either way, Jimmy Haslam. And by the way, you know who would agree with me on this one? That he's a whore or a John, whichever side you choose to believe he's on in this dalliance. The other 31 owners, they hate Jimmy Haslam because of this contract.
Yeah, yeah.
So
he's like he's paying extra to kiss the prostitute.
Yes,
is what he's
a
doing.
Lot
is
extra.
This John is like, hey, can I do even more stuff to you? Like, yeah, I'll pay even more. They're not fans of that. He's driving up the market. Well. He's so weird, and he's so much a John that the other Johns haven't even had to pay more because the quarterback contracts that have come since Deshaun's haven't been anywhere close to Deshaun's contract.
Right,
it was just
right.
That far out. People were wondering how much a team would be willing to give up and pay a guy who is under suspicion of all these charges of sexual assault. The answer is more than anybody else was willing to pay for any player in the league ever
in history.
Like. There's your NFL, everybody.
Yep.
Like, what the hell, man? More than anybody ever. Like, the argument was, remember, we had several listeners who thought you and I were idiots for thinking any team would take on Deshaun. The argument was that nobody's going to want to touch Deshaun. The answer ended up being, oh, no, they'll pay him more than any other player's ever been paid in the history of professional football.
Yes.
So that's how weird all this is.
They also called you and I idiots when we said this is about money for Deshaun. Deshaun's going to go to the highest bidder money-wise. And they're like,
we were accused of being bad people for suggesting that Deshaun was trying to get more
right,
money
right.
back before even the trade deadline in 2021.
He was
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to
yeah.
accuse us of being bad people, at least get the reasons right why we're bad people. Okay?
Yeah. I've got all those charges against me. The racketeering, the misuse of charitable
right.
donations.
The time you killed the registrar when he revealed you didn't graduate from Rutgers. That's on the that's on the trailer wheel and frame text page for something you would get
Rutgers,
indicted for.
Rutgers, is that a plot in some movie or
I don't
something?
Know. I don't. Or did you say that you went to Rutgers at some point? I
God,
would,
no.
That should be A&M. It should read didn't graduate from A&M because you're an honorary.
A&M is my fake alma mater.
Yeah.
The Cornell is my kind of real alma mater.
Kind of, sort of. All right, number.
Yeah, I was there. I played football on their campus.
Yeah.
It was, we'll leave it at that.
Classic football factory where nobody goes to school. Cornell. number two.
That's what made it so sad.
Number two. This stadium, the Cleveland Browns, they had a GD effing skunk in the stadium on Sunday
skunk.
This past week.
An actual skunk.
An
the
actual
Clevelanders
skunk.
Didn't know enough to get away from it.
No!
They just stood there.
They looked
waiting
at it
to,
like it was a cat.
Waiting for it to douse them with its sweet perfume that smells better than whatever the hell they smell like. I forget. Yeah, you know what? Screw that entire city and its fan base. They threw water bottles at me just because my the team I was on, the Jaguars, managed to beat them fair and square in a game up there. In I felt like it was 1972. Yeah, the infamous... What did they call that game? Is it the infamous water bottle game? Or they threw water bottles at us. The refs called the game. But the thing is, those water bottles were not empty. They weren't empty water bottles. A lot of them were full. Some of them have been full with
yeah, that's where I was
yellow
going.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah, not lemonade. Yeah. Yeah, these people are
vile
dirty.
Vile scum.
These people are vile, dirty, disgusting people who look at a skunk in the stadium like it's a puppy or something like that. Like, oh, look.
Like they're at a petting zoo.
Oh, look. Yeah. Look at the little skunky. Oh. They're so dumb, they might have thought it was a puppy. How do you like that? All right.
I think this is where I'll blame TikTok for this because there's actually really cute skunks on TikTok.
Okay.
And I think people see people with a pet skunk and don't realize that they've had their...
Is there,
sacks
is there
removed,
a skunk
you know?
Challenge? Like, hey, let's go walk up and get sprayed by a skunk.
Skunk challenge. All right. That's a challenge. See, that's an impressive challenge.
It is. All right, last one. Five reasons I hate you. Number one, just simple. Deshaun Watson. This is an easy one. Deshaun Watson doing things like standing on his innocence back in August.
I just want to clarify what you said earlier. What I heard from you is you're saying that you still maintain complete innocence, never did anything wrong to disrespect anyone, and you've settled the suits and agreed to this punishment more to move on with your career, with your life, and that kind of thing. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I'm moving on with my career and my life, and I'm continuing to stand on my innocence. Just because, you know, settlements and things like that happen doesn't mean that a person is guilty for anything. I feel like the person has the opportunity to stand on his innocence and prove that, and we prove that on the legal side, and we're just going to continue to push forward as an individual and as a person.
That came moments after he issued a public apology on social media. So I guess
yeah,
a public
right.
apology
yeah.
for what? Whatever I was innocent for. Okay. Okey-dokey. Gotcha.
He was, it all, at the end of the day, the sum total of it was he apologized for putting himself in a situation where he could be accused.
Ah, okay.
Like, yeah. I guess, like,
fair enough.
Okay, good. And you've learned your lesson, and in the future, you'll be sure that you've got even a murkier set of circumstances.
Yep.
I apologize for leaving a digital paper trail. It was awful. It was really dumb of me. I'm going to use something a little bit more. I'll actually use nothing but voice calls from now on.
Oh, my God.
Hey, some of these. All right, everybody. Some of you guys are a little too picturesque with these things that I might get arrested
picturesque.
For. I think Seth would stupidly find himself on a murder scene while stupidly holding the murder weapon.
What the hell?
As he stupidly stands over the body. As cops flood the place, guns blazing, which at that point... Cue the Curb Your Enthusiasm music. Dump, dump, dump. Yeah, but it would be. No, I could totally see myself being the guy that like comes upon a murder scene.
Yeah.
And is like, what happened here? And I run over and I'm like, this must be the murder weapon. Oh, no. Let me check this guy's pulse on his bloody neck. Oh, no. There's no pulse. And now my hands are covered with
blood. Covered in blood. And you're
Holy,
rubbing.
Wait a minute.
and you're rubbing
this
it
is
off.
The guy?
You're rubbing the blood off on your clothes somewhere where it can actually be like saved. You know, like
this is the guy who married my high school girlfriend. Oh no!
All right, keep texting these in. Obviously, things Seth Payne could be indicted for. Those are your five reasons I hate you. Cleveland Browns edition. All right, up next, as we roll on here on a Football Friday, no Lisa Ann next segment. She's traveling today, but she is normally brought to you by Cindy's number one in fantasy and fun. The Texans are, I would say, likely going to be looking at a new head coach this offseason. Definite possibility. In the past, you know, I put those approval ratings up. So as we sit here and go, okay, who should be the next coach? How accurate were we in our Pender Poll approval ratings on the last couple coaching searches? Can we be trusted as fans and media members to help the team choose a coach? That is next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, can we be trusted to make recommendations for the next Texans head coach? If indeed there is going to be imminently a next Texans head coach. It's kind of trending that way for Lovie Smith right now. We've seen a lot of national reporters talking about this as if the Texans are going to be in that market again. Mike Sando said that the Texans are one of the short list of teams that executives and agents are anticipating having a head coaching opening. Seth, as you know, when there's a head coaching search, which has become an annual tradition here in Houston, I like to put up polls, approval polls, Pender polls, for the people to vote as to whether they would approve or not of a head coaching hire, a particular person.
And so
for each of the last two coaching cycles, there have been, you know, anywhere from 7, 8, 9 candidates, whatever it may be. The approval rating for Lovie Smith last year, I put this up right as he was hired because we didn't even anticipate him being a candidate until the news came out that he was going to be the head coach.
Yeah, that's right. No, he was not a candidate. And as much as we thought David Culley wasn't a candidate, Lovie Smith was definitely not a candidate, and for different reasons. And then there he goes.
Yeah. How do we feel about the fact that the voting constituency in my Twitter following, these polls usually get anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 votes. So it's a massive, massive slice of Houston. like 1,000 people.
It's way more. Look, a lot of the polls you see online are like based on a nationwide survey of 12 people.
Right, yeah. Right. So mine have a lot more integrity. 54.3% of people voting approved of the Lovie Smith hire.
Okay.
I'm guessing that number would be much, much lower right now.
It feels like a presidential election, which, you know, like, a majority kind of, but nobody's happy and ultimately nothing gets done over the next 4 years.
Okay, I like this analogy. If this had been a presidential election and Lovie Smith got voted into being the Texans head coach, because 54% would get you elected.
Yeah.
What is the campaign promise we feel like was made by Lovie Smith that has not been lived up to the most right now?
That's a really good question. A return to normalcy, I guess?
Yeah.
You want Warren Harding style?
Yeah.
And that would have been like, hey, we're going to actually just do things. We're just going to go out and we're going to play football. We're going to not turn the ball over. We're going to create turnovers. God, that's a really question. You've stumped me on that one. What would Lovie Smith's campaign promise have been? And how did he get, what was his pitch to Cal McNair?
Yeah.
That really ends up being the ultimate thing that what sold Cal McNair on Lovie Smith over Josh McCown and Brian Flores at that point. And I think probably it's going to be that Lovie preached just coaching football, simplifying things, getting back to basics, and having a certain energy or expectations of what guys need to bring to the table, and that's probably a pretty good sell.
Yeah,
compared to whatever the hell it'd be. O'Brien had always felt like he was a guy that made things way more complicated than they needed to be, and way more dramatic than they needed to be. Lovie was the Lovie in a lot of ways, even though Cully got hired immediately after O'Brien. Lovie felt almost like he was the guy who was hired specifically because he's so different than Bill O'Brien in so many ways. He's not. Okay, so that was his pitch. I'm not Bill O'Brien. And I'm a defensive-minded coach. B, I'm not going to expect or demand some kind of offensive wizardry. I just want guys to go play good old-fashioned football. And then he preached to him about the turnover ratio and all that stuff.
I think two things. I like your angle of what his pitch was to ownership to get the job. The fact of the matter is Lovie pitched nothing to all of us. It's not a campaign. None of these candidates go say, here's why I would be a great head coach. It becomes more things that we talk about as him being why he is a good choice. And I feel two things. I feel like one is something that I think became a narrative around Lovie when he got hired, which is he's a steady hand. You know, he's very calm. He'll be a calming influence on this turbulent franchise.
That's a big opposite. Yeah.
Yes. He's been chippy. He's been snippy with the media. He's not. I don't think he's been a steadying hand for this organization as a head coach. I don't think he's a bad guy or anything like that. But I don't feel like there's a calmness about. I feel like the opposite right now. I feel like there is still turbulence, a lot of it, for a variety of reasons, not just Lovie, but Lovie's part of it for sure. I do think the one thing that it feels like he did promise during training camp in the offseason, he was out over his skis on Davis Mills. Davis Mills is our starter. Davis Mills is a good quarterback. Davis Mills is a captain. Davis Mills is all these things. It turns out he's none of those things, you know. And so if there were a campaign promise that actually came from Lovie's, you know, from Lovie himself, the Davis Mills hype was unfulfilled.
One listener puts it in metaphor form, and he says, Lovie was the last drunk girl at the bar at 2 a.m. after Flores had taken McCown home. Simple as that.
Yeah, I mean, we can't.
Who is this guy?
Yeah.
When Flores took McCown home.
Wait, where am I? Who is this guy?
And Lovie was just sitting there like, how you doing, sweetheart?
Sometimes divorce is a good thing.
Man is a maestro today. By the way,
it was those two kind of, it was like the two gladiators had killed each other off.
Right.
And there was like, the one dude just sitting in the corner, like you thought he wasn't going to fight that day.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Earl, Earl, we need a gladiator. These two guys just offed each other accidentally. Oh, can you you come on out? Well, sure. Yeah.
David Culley. This is where the fans got it right. The approval rating for David Culley on these polls back in 2021.
Oh, God.
6.3%. Nailed it, fans. Good job.
My favorite day of David Culley's tenure as head coach was the day that I Googled him when I found out he was the head coach. And some gym manager
personal
from Long
trainer
Island popped up. Yeah. I think I just spelled his name wrong, but it was telling. You know, it wasn't. There was no. Did you mean David Culley, the American football coach? Nope.
Nope. David Culley, the plumber. Do you think David Culley, the personal trainer, would have been a better game manager than David Culley, the head coach?
Sight unseen. I think so. Yeah. Well, for one thing, when David Culley at the very end of the season said that one thing he learned that year was that sometimes going up tempo is a way to break out of an offensive funk.
Yeah.
As a guy who had been in the league for decades at that point, the fact that that was a revelation to him, I don't think it would have been a revelation to David Culley, the personal trainer. I think he's probably yelled at his television screen at various times that might be a good idea.
That tells me that David Culley wasn't even watching any of the games when he was coaching. He was just walking around, like, chit-chatting with people. Like, just
chewing gum and
socializing. Yeah, just socializing. Hey, let's give away some football tickets, shall we? TaxAct Texas Bowl. The Texas Bowl is coming. We'll know who the participants are this weekend. We're going to find out this weekend. The whole bowl schedule is going to be announced this weekend after the conference title games. And you can be there at the TaxAct Texas Bowl December the 28th. We've got tickets for fans hoping to catch some college football action in person. What a way to celebrate the holiday season. Call now, 713-572-4610. Caller number 5 is going to win a 4-ticket party pack to this year's TaxAct Texas Bowl on December the 28th. Going to be exciting. The Big 12 and the SEC. Get it going at NRG Stadium. Intense rivalries, hard-fought victories. That's been the history of this game. So call now. Caller number 5, 713-572-4610. What effect will the biggest free agent fish in baseball free agency have on the Astros' approach in free agency? We will discuss next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.